Hi, I'm Lynn Resid, and I'm in Vernon. I am a co-chair of our branch here, of our ECEBC branch, and I'm also one of the leaders of the leadership project that we are undertaking this year that we've called Children as Active Citizens, where we're looking at the rights of children. Part of our project is to develop a children's charter, and part of our project is just to focus on the rights of children and the voice of children in our community through art and music. And we've working with Success by Six. I work for Success by Six, and I also work for the Early Childhood Development Coalition in doing community development for the early years. And we've worked together previously through ECEBC, through the ECD Coalition, so we have a good team. And we're really excited to be working on this project and have done a little bit of work over the summer and are really hoping to amp up in the fall with some focus groups, a forum, and developing some banners and possibly a flash mob.
My name is Trina Devine, and I am a program coordinator for Child Care Resource Referral in the Vernon community. I am an early childhood educator, and I am part of the project of making children active citizens in our community. We, just to touch base on some things that Lynn did say, we are going to be developing a song with our
Music schools
here in Vernon, and we're going to do a flash mob in November to raise awareness of the rights of children. And we're also going to look into art in our community and how we can develop children's art and make it more apparent in our banners. And I will pass you on to Shauna.
Except for I was out of the room. So. Hi, I'm Shauna Poydras. I'm a member of the branch executive here in Vernon, and I am needing to stop because I'm forgetting. Hi, I'm Shauna Poydras. I'm part of the leadership project here in Vernon, and one of the things that I'm excited to be working on is gathering children's art to raise awareness of children as citizens in the community. One of the projects that we want to look at is having children think about what makes a house a home and work on cardboard houses to illustrate to them what's meaningful in their communities, starting from their own homes. And we're hoping to have it on display at the Public Art Gallery in November for National Child's Day.